Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Highlights presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It's time for a game we like to call Fair Game with Farabaugh. Steelers insider Nick Farabaugh. We will give him some opinions, thoughts we have on Sunday's game. Steelers-Browns, he'll tell us if he thinks it's fair or not fair. A fair take and not fair take. And he joins us right now. I'm staring at the practice report, Malzi. Calvin Austin has been declared out for Sunday's game. So let's start there, Nick. Is it fair to think that Roman Wilson will have the second best receiver stats in Sunday's game behind DK Metcalf?
Guys, I hate to bring the bear bad news on that front. I don't think so. I think it will be Mr. Scotty Miller. That is who I think will have second most receiving stats among the wide receivers. I think Miller is going to start, and I think Roman Wilson will get more opportunities, but I actually think Sky Miller is going to be more productive. So that's my take on that one.
Nick, is it fair to say that Pat Freiermuth will be a much more active part of the game plan this week, with the Browns being so stout against the run and the Steelers potentially wanting to spread them out a little bit and throw the ball?
Yeah, I think that's very fair. I think we're going to see a little bit more Freiermuth. I think we'll see a little bit more Janu too.
But Nick, they're playing a 4-3 defense.
Right? But I think this is a little bit of a different 4-3 defense, because that Vikings team was so too high heavy. The Browns play so much single, high, and man-to-man that you're going to see more Freiermuth as a natural result of that, I think. So it's a little different. But I also have kind of just heard, you know, that's been a big focus of this week, is there's been a little bit more focus on, hey, we got to get Freiermuth involved, because this guy, I think, while he is a very much a team player, I think he's getting a little restless with what his role is being. So I think we're going to see more Pat Freiermuth this week as a result of that.
Nick, fair game to believe the Steelers will find more success through the air than on the ground against the Browns defense?
I think that's fair to say. And the reason I say that is this is a pretty good Browns defense on both fronts. I think the defensive line kind of, to be quite honest with you, outclasses the Steelers' front. And I really think you look at some of these guys in the secondary. Tyson Campbell now has had trouble with the catch point. Miles Harden has had trouble with the catch point. Even Denzel Ward has sneakily struggled in contested catch situations this year. Still very good stats overall for the Browns' defense. But I think Metcalf and other guys, you talk about Moose and Janu, are going to be able to win a little bit man-to-man and get some chunk plays. So I do think the Steelers are going to be a little more successful through the air. They'll still have their quick game yak stuff. But I'm not expecting this to be a big game for the running game. It doesn't really set up for that.
Myles Garrett at home against the Steelers when he's in Cleveland dominates huge games throughout his career. Myles Garrett against the Steelers in Pittsburgh, not as much. Fair game to say that Myles Garrett will again be held. I'm going to put this broadly, Nick. Fair game to say that Myles Garrett will not take over this game from his defensive end position.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I don't think Myles Garrett's going to completely take over this game. And I think the Steelers are going to give Faltanu and Jones help. I think that's going to be why. Now, I think the difference this year with the Browns is they have other guys to worry about. And they're not flashy names. You think about guys like Malik Collins and Isaiah McGuire and Alex Wright. These aren't flashy names, but they've been really good for them. Malik Collins is playing some of the best ball in his 30s. They have Mason Graham, who has had a nice year, their top pick. So they just have other guys now to take advantage of Myles Garrett's attention. So I don't think Garrett's going to wreck the game, but I do think those other guys are going to have a combined, say, 2 or 3 sacks. Because I really think that Rodgers is going to get smacked around a little bit this week.
Nick, fair game to think on the other end of things that Dillian Gabriel will throw his first NFL interception in this game against the Steelers.
I think it's likely he gets strip sacked and throws a pick, but I could see it. And really, I think with the quick game and the screens they run, a lot of tip balls could happen.
Oh, yes.
So I think that's pretty fair. I think the tip balls maybe on the deflection. We've seen the Steelers do that a lot this year. I think that's pretty fair to say he can throw a pick in this game. I'm not sure he will, but I do think the Steelers get – I'll say this, my prediction, Steelers get 2+ turnovers in this one.
Nick, that's marking that down for a potential small wager on Sunday. Nick, fair game to say that Quinshon Judkins will run for at least, let me pick a good number here, 85 yards against the Steelers.
I don't think so. This hasn't really been a very good front for the Browns. It's not been a great O-line. He's kind of done it by himself. And I think the Steelers are actually kind of equipped physically to handle what he brings. I think, you know, you play a little more Jabril Peppers. I think that's going to be something you can look into.
He didn't play at all last game on defense. He was only a special teams player, Nick. That's a good point by you.
Right. I think, you know, some of that was kind of let's see what he can do, like ease him into some things and not let him totally go out the gate, because I do think he still was kind of learning the system. But 2 weeks since, he's a bigger bodied guy. He's better than Chuck Clark in the box. Deshaun Elliott's there too. So I think he's the type of player that you can play a lot in this game. I also think you can play some Cole Holcomb in this game if you're concerned about Peyton Wilson still. So I really feel like, you know, they're going to be able to handle the run game of the Cleveland Browns. And that Cleveland Browns pass game has just been so hapless. So we'll see. But I'm not expecting Judkins to have a huge game.
Nick, fair game to say that Jalen Ramsey has made a ridiculously impressive recovery from his hamstring injury and will play versus the Browns.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's going to be a real close call. It's probably going to be like, how does he respond tomorrow and then warm up Sunday? My expectation right now is he doesn't play. And the reason I only say that is because you risk things with hammies, but he looked really good today. He was in team periods too. It wasn't like he was just in Indy. If he was just in Indy, I'd be saying he's out for sure. But I think he's got a real shot to play. I'm kind of leaning, you know, 60-40 out right now, but I'm not surprised if he plays. He's pushed that envelope extremely hard. I will say this. I fully 100% expect him to play next week in Cincinnati. So I think he's back next Thursday for sure, and I'm not going to be stunned if he plays this week. But the Steelers have Brandon Echols, and I think Eccles is a perfectly fine corner for them to play. So we'll see. But, man, it's been pretty impressive. I thought he was going to be for sure out.
Fair game to say that with Joey Porter Jr., full participant and ready to play, that the Steelers toss him right back in for a full workload in this game.
Oh, yeah. I think that's 100% happening. I think Joey Porter Jr. is going to be fully in there, especially because the Browns receivers aren't exactly world beaters. I mean, Isaiah Bond is their second guy. Jamari Thrash, Malachi Corley outside of Jerry Jeudy. Like, it's not a lot of great players there. So I think we see a lot of Joey Porter Jr., and I think we see the full kind of usage of him this week. I don't think there's any limitations there.
Nick, fair game to say Nick Herbig will play more than Alex Highsmith.
I'm going to say no. I think that we're going to see Highsmith play more than Herbig. I truly do. I don't think that's happening yet. What I will say is I think they're going to be super close to being near even. I do think that's going to be real. I think, you know, Watt, instead of playing 90% of the snaps, might play 80% of the snaps. Instead of playing 75% of the snaps, maybe you now have Highsmith play 60 to 55, and then you have Herbig up there at 50%. This three outside linebacker package is going to be a real thing. I'm interested to see how it works. Sawyer will factor into that too. But I think Herbig's going to play a lot more. But I have a hard time saying that's more than Highsmith right now.
Fair game to say, Nick, that Jaylen Warren will carry the ball or touch the ball more than Kenneth Gainwell on Sunday.
100%. I think that is 100% the plan. Mm. The Steelers love Jaylen Warren, what he has done. I think that, you know, Kenneth Gainwell is a nice piece and a nice player. But the Steelers really love what Warren does in space on those checkdowns, just bouncing off people. So, yeah, I think Jaylen Warren 100% is going to be the start this week, and we'll get more touches than Kenneth Gainwell.
Fair game to say that Aaron Rodgers will complete a pass that travels more than 25 yards in the air.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. And the reason I say that is because we talked about the single high man coverage stuff. This is just going to be a really heavy man-to-man game. The Steelers really haven't faced a team that does a lot of this. So this is kind of a new kind of ballad that the Steelers will work on. Mm. And I think we're going to see a lot of throws down the sideline. I think we're going to see some seam balls. I think we're going to see some downfield passing in this game. So, yeah, I think we will see that
pop
up at some point. My bet is on DK Metcalf probably dunking on Denzel Ward once or twice.
Nick, fair game, since the last two Steelers games have both been either tied or within a score at some point in the fourth quarter, fair game to say that this game, too, will be within at least one score at some juncture in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think this one's going to be an ugly kind of sock 'em out game. I don't think this is going to be a blowout. Maybe I wouldn't be surprised if we see kind of a similar kind of thing to the Patriots game, where maybe the Steelers can hop out to an early lead, but that Browns defense is really good and really stomp. I really like what they have in the secondary and up front. That Browns offense, though, I mean, it is brutal. They can't really pass the ball at all. The running game has kind of been the only thing. I think the Steelers will be able to stop it for the most part. I'm expecting the Steelers to probably win this, you know, 24-17 or something like that. But I do think it's going to be closer than people think. But I do think the Steelers kind of win this one.
Fair game to say that Browns QB2 Shedeur Sanders makes his NFL debut at some point in this game, Nick.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the Steelers will. I think Dillon Gabriel is going to be more than fine. And I do think they want to at least give Gabriel a runway. And it's his first true road game in a divisional game against the Steelers. This is a tough matchup for him. I'm not expecting it unless Gabriel gets chased out with an injury. That's the only way I see that happening. But I'm not going to predict a quarterback going down with an injury.
How much do you wish this was Kenny Pickett still on the Browns making his return to Akershire Stadium in a different uniform, Nick?
That would be a wonderful story. And I think it would be fun because I actually think Kenny Pickett and really Dillon Gabriel, both of them are kind of perfect to execute like the DTR game plan. Remember the Steelers lost to Thorin Thompson or Robinson?
Yes, the game plan for the DTR game was let Kenny Pickett be worse than DTR and hope that's enough. And it turned out it worked that day.
Correct.
Man.
And it's like, hey, can you just not kill us, not turn the ball over, throw a quick game? Like, Pickett did that. That's, like, the only thing Kenny did well for a large portion of his Steelers team. He didn't really turn the ball over that much. So, I think that would be a fun storyline, but obviously it's not. So, who knows?
Kenny catching strays all over the place here. All right, last one, Nick. By the time we talk next week for fair game, will the Steelers have made a trade?
I don't think so. Ooh. I don't think they're going to make a trade. I think the likelihood is they make a trade probably either within that 10-day span after Cincinnati or just leading up to that bye week. Well, first of all, we got to see where Calvin Austin's at, just kind of seeing where that shoulder is. I think wide receiver is the likely spot for them to trade for naturally. But I also wouldn't necessarily rule out some help elsewhere. Maybe, you know, offensive line depth, something like that could be something they look at. But I think they make a trade at some point before the deadline, but I'm not sure it's going to be next week.
Nick Faribault, fair game with the great Steelers insider. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. We had to
have a good episode of Fair Game.
And we had to move him because of Andrew Siciliano, the former Red Zone host and Browns play-by-play man, who got very, 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 very upset at us when we brought up the 41 quarterbacks who have started games for the Browns since 1999.
Yeah, there was some defensiveness.
My God.
And then he said, was that too defensive?
You said, hey, Andrew, your mom has B.O., like, it was like that kind of guttural response,
I did appreciate when you said, when he goes, you know, that felt like it was defensive. Was that too defensive? You instantly said, yeah, it was. I appreciated that you just said, yeah, you were very defensive there.
Yeah.
Almost uncomfortably so. He was.
All right. Coming up next, the big fella. Joe calls him the big boy constantly, and he says it in a way that I'm sure can't, make Mark Cavalli love it.
I've heard
he goes,
him.
Here comes the big boy.
Oh, I thought he would do, all right, big boy. Like, he does that a lot, too. All right, big boy, let's get a prediction out of you.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.